Proclamation number 6692 of 18th of November, 1956. The return to God is certain. But when you, my living creations, are inseparably united with me, thus you will never be able to completely detach yourselves from me, even if my adversary believes that he will be able to wrest you away from me. A complete detachment from me would also mean a complete transgression. And only the fallen person's profound darkness, his lack of realization, explains my adversary's wrong assumption, whose great sin against me is precisely the will to completely separate himself from me. And from this you can also see that there can be no eternal damnation, for you belong to me and what is mine also inevitably returns to me. Since you once emerged from my strength, but my strength cannot be eternally lost but irrevocably flows back to me once again, you remain my living creations, constantly bound to me, as it were. Yet this bondage is only a blessing for you, not a ruin, which you will realize one day when you have returned to me again after an infinitely long time. A return to me is therefore assured to you. But if I now try to accelerate this return with all urgency, if I constantly court your love which you once refused me, if I use all possible means to win you over, then this is only based on my infinite love for you, which does not want to let you, my living creations, suffer unnecessarily, which would like to spare you endless times of torment and bondage again, which longs for you and would like to make you happy but cannot do so as long as you keep yourselves distant from me by virtue of your free will. I know that one day you will be mine, but I also know what torments still await you if you endlessly postpone your return to me again. But you don't know this pitiful state, you don't believe in it either when it is presented to you, and it cannot be proven to you so that you don't force your return to me. Yet you cannot remain separated from me forever either, because the bond between us will remain. Thus you are nevertheless dependent on my strength of love if you want to survive. And I will still try everything until the end in order to win you back, even if I have to use means which you humans will never ever want to regard as based on divine love. For I will do everything that can still help a soul to return in order to spare it the new path of development. The turning point you are facing would explain many things to you, yet you do not believe in this turning point with conviction either, but it determines my action, as it corresponds to my love but also to my wisdom. All of you who still resist me today cannot finally separate yourselves from me, for even if you are isolated beings in creation, the strength emanating from me constantly permeates you if your existence is to be assured. Whatever originates from me will never ever pass away, but therefore also always and forever be united with me. And because I want to prepare this bliss for you, therefore I will not let up in persuading you to return until the end has come. Amen.